Our good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terrence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, considered this question of the tendency of the rate of profit to fall in anti-systemic movements, which we discussed this discussion, this question of the tendency of the rate of profit to fall during our reading of anti-systemic movements on April 5th, 2015, when we questioned the following point, at which time we questioned this point they made, quote, the growing contradictions between relations of rule and relations of production will in all likelihood occasion a plethora of radical nationalist expressions and movements. And clearly, Nuit Debout is probably falls in that category. But world-scale movements with emanations in various national arenas may prove world-historically even more consequential. At least this is the major positive direction in which to move, and in which they are in France moving in this same issue of Slingshot that I sort of made reference to a minute ago. There was an article about Nuit Debout, because we're getting nothing, at least in the New York Times that I've been able to discover on what's going on, but they referred to the fact that it is in fact spreading across Europe, becoming world scale. And in one of the articles in that paper, they said, well, we need a national conference. And I'm thinking, we need to get behind Nuit Debout. I mean, this is just sort of obvious, right? You know, when they call for a national general strike, we call for a global general strike. Join with them. I'm really eager to have all the radical folk out there, progressives, discuss this issue. And when we raise this question of this contradiction between relations of rule and relations of production, we asked whether these relations of rule, which we defined as the crafted legitimacy, because these are the terms by which they rule. They install the state in us by age two, if not earlier. So these are those internalized mental states that ensure that citizens obey. So those are the relations of rule. We asked whether they were in fact contradicted by relations of production, the rules for consuming the earth that the global state statesmen invent to establish the material conditions that reinforce their rule, primarily scarcity, privatized resources. We could perhaps think of these two broad arenas as two locks on our ability to move, with a chain being our obedience. And that's a quote from that show. But I think today we can answer this question a little more clearly. Well, actually, we didn't answer it then. I think we have a better handle on this question now. Capitalism, ever-seekingness, its terms of production are doomed. I had that quote from Emmanuel Wallerstein at the very beginning of Waking Up. I was so grateful to hear him say that back in, I think it was 2008. Those terms are doomed. Ever expansion of capitalism, which means how we produce is in flux. The new terms are up to us. We simply must grow our consciousness and that of our brothers and sisters such that we see that we are not workers, not robots, not fodder for totalitarianism of whatever odor. Rather, we are human beings who associate with each other under the terms of non-coercion that we establish for each other.